Some of the big headlines from Monday include U.S. equities reversing course from yearly highs on softer U.S. ISM data, Moody's reaffirming a stable outlook on the U.S. AAA rating, and oil supported on news Saudi Arabia will make a larger supply cut in July. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal has reported the Federal Reserve is reviewing capital requirements for large U.S. banks and may increase those requirements by 20% as soon as this month, depending on lenders' activities. Outside of the U.S., there have been some notable developments propping currencies like the euro and rocketing currencies like the Australian dollar. On Monday, we got a round of hawkish-leaning comments from ECB Chief Lagarde and ECB Nagel, and earlier today, the RBA surprised with a 25 basis point rate hike and a statement that some further tightening of monetary policy may still be required. Looking ahead, key standouts on Tuesday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from German factory orders, construction PMIs, out of the Eurozone, Germany, and UK, ECB consumer inflation expectations, Eurozone retail sales, Canada building permits, and Canada IV PMIs. That's all for now.